the rise of corporate influence, and legal battles in the gaming industry. The late 20th and early 21st centuries witnessed an unprecedented explosion in the video game industry. What began as a niche hobby for enthusiasts quickly transformed into a multi-billion dollar global phenomenon, captivating audiences of all ages. Yet, as this digital frontier expanded, it also became a complex landscape fraught with ethical dilemmas and legal challenges, particularly concerning the welfare of its youngest players and the labor conditions behind the screens. In the initial boom years, the industry was often seen as a playground for innovation, a place where creativity could flourish unhindered. Companies poured resources into developing increasingly sophisticated games, pushing the boundaries of technology and storytelling. Arcades gave way to home consoles, and then to the ubiquitous personal computer. The cultural impact was undeniable, with characters like Mario and Sonic becoming household names, and game genres evolving from simple puzzles to sprawling epic adventures. However, this meteoric rise was not without its shadows. As games became more accessible and marketed to younger audiences, concerns began to surface regarding their content. Depictions of violence, mature themes, and the addictive nature of certain games sparked heated debates. Parents and child advocacy groups voiced alarm, fearing that children were being exposed to inappropriate material and that excessive gaming could have detrimental effects on their development and well-being. This led to calls for greater regulation and for companies to take more responsibility for the content they produced and marketed. One of the most significant turning points arrived in 1993 with the release of Mortal Kombat and Doom. Mortal Kombat, with its digitized actors and notoriously gory finishing moves, became a lightning rod for public outcry. The subsequent introduction of Doom, a first-person shooter that allowed players to virtually enact brutal violence, amplified these concerns. The graphic nature of these games, readily available to a young audience, pushed the U.S. Senate to hold hearings on video game violence. This intense public pressure and the threat of government regulation were instrumental in the industry's decision to self-regulate. In 1994, the Entertainment Software Rating Board, ESRB, was established, providing age and content descriptors for games, similar to the movie rating system. While a voluntary measure, it was a crucial step in addressing parental concerns and demonstrating the industry's willingness to take some responsibility. Beyond child safety, another critical issue emerged: the labor practices within the industry. The relentless demand for new games, often driven by tight deadlines and aggressive marketing campaigns, led to notorious periods of